was battered and scarred, and the old auctioneer, he thought it scarcely worthwhile to waste much time with the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. For me, a dollar, now who'll make it two? $2 and who'll make it three? $3 once and $3 twice, going for three, but no. From the back of the room, a gray-haired man came forward the ball, and wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up the loose strings, he played a melody pure and so sweet, sweet as the angels sing. Was quiet and low. What am I bidden for the old violin? And he held it up with a bow. $1,000, now who'll make it two? $2,000, and who'll make it three? $3,000 once and $3,000 twice. Touch of the master's hand. And many a man with life out of tune, battered and scarred with sin, is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game and he travels on. He's going once and he's going. Touch of the master's hand, and the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that is wrought by the touch of